Just days away from Sunday's runoff vote in Turkey, third-place candidate Sinan Oğan has thrown his support behind President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both Erdogan and opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu had courted Oğan's team. His voters are seen as key to securing victory on Sunday. Erdogan had finished just short of 50% support in the first round, while Oğan had secured just over 5% of the vote. Well, Resul Sıra is live for us from Ankara now. And Resul, just how significant is this ahead of the runoff?
Well, as of the moment, it is quite difficult to predict which kind of impact it will have, this announcement will have, on the outcome of the second round in the presidential election. So far, it's not clear yet because we do not know whether he will be able to move his supporters in favor of President Erdogan in the runoff. Because as of now, we still do not know how his base is loyal to him. What is the extent of the emotional connection between him and his supporters? Because that has never been tested yet. However, Sinan Oğan is a young, far-right nationalist politician in Turkey. And throughout of his election campaign, he has promised to his supporters, if he is elected, he's going to send back immediately, send all of the Syrian immigrants back to their countries, if voluntarily, if not by force. So that has been the main argument, the main pillar of his election campaign. So as of now, based on these ideas, he has also built an alliance with particularly a party that's another far-right party led by Ümit Özdağ. But now his party, his alliance is quite fragmented. So he today announced that he's going to support President Erdogan. But for now, we still do not know what is going to be impact because it's not clear whether he's going to be able to mobilize his voters, his supporters in favor of President Erdogan. However, one thing is definitely clear that in this second round, the nationalists are going to determine the results. Mm-hmm.
OK, thank you so much for that update. That is Resul Sıra for us in Ankara. Well, joining us from Istanbul is Seda Demiralp, an associate professor of Işık University. Thank you very much for joining us on this news hour. I guess, first of all, what's your reaction to Oğan going with Erdogan? Was it widely expected?
Hi, thank you for having me. Well, it was relatively more expected since yesterday when he suggested that he will promote continuity and stability because continuity and stability were keywords of Erdogan's campaign, right? After 20 years, that's pretty much what he could promise, just continuity rather than normalization of the economy or improvement of rights and liberties. Erdogan focused on his promise of stability. So yesterday, many people started to believe that Sinan Oğan is probably going to support Erdogan when he used the word continuity. And today, in his speech today, he also said that he believed that both the executive branch and the legislative branch being dominated by the same party is a good thing for stability. And he justified his decision based on this argument. So it was also relatively expected because Kılıçdaroğlu is most likely to lose in the second round. He's facing an uphill.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about you. Ask you about next. I mean, does this basically mean that it's Erdogan's election to lose?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Does that now make Erdogan the overwhelming favourite going into this runoff?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Erdogan was already he had a major advantage after the first round. We know that typically. Whichever leader takes the lead in the first round has a clear advantage in the second round, unless something surprising happens that would affect turnouts of both sides, right? Mm. And the gap between Erdogan's and Kılıçdaroğlu's votes were not easy to close, even if all Sinan Oğan supporters or most of them, you know, supported Kılıçdaroğlu because many of Kılıçdaroğlu's voters were not planning to go vote in the second round because they were highly demotivated. And already we knew that half of Sinanoan voters' second choice was Erdogan. We knew that from the polls. So probably Sinanoan thought that him supporting Kılıçdaroğlu is not going to bring a win for Kılıçdaroğlu. So he's not going to be the kingmaker if he supported Kılıçdaroğlu, and he probably didn't want to be on the losing side. I expect some of his voters not following his decision to support Erdogan. Some of his supporters include protest voters. They are highly secularist. They have national sentiments. So in that respect, they may have similarities with the incumbent side, but they are secularists. So they keep their distance to Erdogan and his People's Alliance.
Just but, on that, our correspondent that Resul Serda was talking a little bit about this a couple of minutes ago, basically saying that Erdogan built his presidential campaign on pledges of sending refugees back to their countries aggressively. What will happen to them now if Erdogan does get re-elected? I mean, is that a real possibility here?
Well, sending refugees back is hard, but Sinanoan may secure a tightening of refugee policies and like limit future admission of refugees. But sending existing refugees back, I think it's a slim chance. I don't think this is a high possibility, particularly Erdogan just 2 days ago clearly said that he has no intention of sending refugees back. So I don't expect Erdogan to take a step back there.
OK, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for your time and your insight. That is Serda Demiralp, an associate professor at Işık University. Thank you.